This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We have new episodes coming out, starting with this one. Today, a very special guest, and to be totally, totally transparent, she's one of my very best friends. So if you're from New York, you've heard of her. My dear friend, Rosanna Scotto. She's had an incredible 30-plus year career in journalism, which is, of course, currently anchoring Good Day New York on Fox 5 here in New York. Rosanna is a brilliant journalist, a brilliant person, and she truly is the face of morning TV here in New York City. I can't think of a better guest to welcome our podcast back online. So let's listen in with Rosanna Scotto. It's so weird having my best friend Rosanna Scotto here. And I'm telling you, she's my best friend because I want to be very, very, very open and honest with you. But I want to talk to you today about things we've never talked about.
Oh, gee. You know, it's funny. You've been on my show, Good Day New York, a number of times, and usually I get to ask you the questions, but I'm really nervous now because you kind of know where the bones are buried with me.
Yes, I do.
You know where all the bones are buried with me.
I'm not digging up any bones today.
How deep are we going? Is this with or without alcohol?
Obviously, we're without right now. No, I think you're going to enjoy where we're going because it's weird having a friend who you're as close with as we are with each other, but there are things we don't know about each other.
True.
And I just want to go down those paths.
I feel like, you know, during 2020, you and I kind of explored a little bit because, well, you know, the world fell apart and we had a lot of time on our hands. And so we actually had conversations, but now we're busy again. And now you want to go down that rabbit hole.
Well, We're busy going down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
So, of course, Rosanna Scotto, the co-host, actually the host of Good Day New York on Fox 5 here in New York. She has been a part of the media scene, the TV journalism scene here in New York City for how many years here in New York?
Let's just say over 30, because it might be more.
Well, so it's more than 30.
Yeah.
But before working on TV, doing TV journalism here, you were in Atlanta.
I was in Atlanta and I worked for Eyewitness News at 1.2. And then I was doing, after Eyewitness News, then I did the 10 o'clock news on Fox 5. And then I've been with Good Day New York for almost 20 years.
Now, if you're not familiar, not from New York, a Good Day New York is the number one rated morning wake up show on TV here in New York City.
It's a lot of fun. We do everything from newsmakers to celebrities like you.
I'm not a celebrity. But I, no, so the times Rosanna's invited me to co-host on the show, it's only the last hour. That's when they loosen up from the news and turn it into more
a lifestyle show.
A lifestyle show.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. So I never asked you, like, a girl growing up in Brooklyn.
Yes.
With a great, great family.
Thank
that's
you.
Very well known here in New York City. Then later on, your family opens up Fresco by Scotto, which is just the premier restaurant for people in media and politics for lunch and dinner. First of all, where did the restaurant come from? How did that get started?
Okay, so this is the story. So my brothers were living in California and they had a restaurant. My brother John had this place called Bar One. It was near Sunset Tower and it was crazy. Like, we would go visit him and they would be like throwing out Julia Roberts out of the club because she had no shoes on. Sly Stallone was there. I mean, it was just, it's, you know, the same players back then are the same players back right now. Anyway, so my mother thought like they were going to get in trouble, which they did. And so she said, what will it take to get you back to New York? And they said, a restaurant. My mother, who had volunteered her whole life, really didn't know about, you know, dollars and cents. And she said, we're going to open up a restaurant. When she realized how much it would cost, she mortgaged the family home in Brooklyn. Now, she was retirement age when she mortgage the family.
What year was this?
This was 1993. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary at Fresco by Scotto.
Wow.
In the fall. So it was 1993, and my dad didn't think it was a good idea. He was like, we should be, you know, thinking about our future. We're at retirement age. And she said, I want to do this for our family. And since it was her house, it was her family's house, she mortgaged the house in Brooklyn.
And never knew this.
Yeah. And so, and it wasn't easy because don't forget, my mom had no track record as a businesswoman. So when they found various places, nobody wanted to do business with her because she had no track record as a businesswoman. And, we went to one place, which is now the Monkey Bar. It's Charles Steakhouse on in Midtown.
Okay.
And we wound up not taking that place, and we found Fresco by Scotto on 52nd Street, two blocks away. So when they were doing the negotiations for the restaurant, the real estate person said, I'm going to bring the old owner of this restaurant in here, and I'm going to tell him if the Scottos can't make it, he just gets the keys back. Like in other words, like, I don't really believe that you're going to do this. So I'm just going to give the keys back to the other guy who was failing in that spot.
I love that. And this is always a good thing to go back to, is people who doubted you. It makes you work extra hard to prove them very wrong.
I know. And it's so funny. So my mother and I went to a clairvoyant, and the clairvoyant said, you are going to have politicians. You're going to have royalty. You're going to have presidents. And my mother totally believed it. She's like, this is going to happen.
And what were you thinking?
And I was thinking, is this guy a whack or whatever? But seriously, we've had presidents, Clinton, Biden, Trump. We've had royalty, Princess Beatrice, mm-hmm. and Princess Fergie. We've had celebrities, Elvis Duran, Sly Stallone, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, just crazy.
They're always rolling through there.
And, you know, of course, all our favorite food influencers as well. But we've had it all. That clairvoyant was absolutely right. Mom was right to believe it.
So not knowing anything about business, especially not knowing anything about a restaurant,
right.
Which is, everyone says, don't open a restaurant. It's the worst idea ever. You guys have been doing this for 30 years. Fresco by Scotto still is the hottest seat in town.
Thank you. But it takes a lot of massaging, as you know. There are times where we go out and I go, I have to go back to the restaurant. So-and-so is going to be there. I have to show my face. It's, you have to nurture that business. It's not easy doing, you know, business in New York.
Well, and keep in mind, Rosanna is doing this while she's hosting a TV show every morning on Fox 5 in New York City. So this is many long days for you. And I we've been together at many events. We're like, oh my God, let's go to sleep.
I know.
Right?
He and I are like, well, you start a little earlier than I do, an hour earlier. I'm on the air from 7 to 10. You're six, right?
I know, but you have to look this great. I don't have to look, I can look like shit.
No, you always fine. Look great. I mean, I think it's easier for guys, you know. For women, we have to kind of really get ourselves together, put on some kind of makeup, make sure that we have colors on, you know, so that we don't look, you know, kind of blah.
Well, you always look so beautiful every day.
Thank you. I have black on. I have New York black on today. Yeah,
you're wearing your neon black for summer. All right, so let's talk about where you're taking us. You are taking us to Men versus Women as far as getting up and right. having to look a certain way for being on TV. So I must assume since you started way over 30 years ago, where was your first job in TV? So, was that Atlanta? Well,
Atlanta. Okay. Atlanta.
What did you do there?
So I started off really, you know, as a beginner. I was doing the chyrons that you see up on the screen when you watch TV, like the sports scores and stuff like that. I was really terrible. I couldn't type that fast, especially with the sports scores. Right. But they then promoted me to researcher, and I kind of worked my way up. Very different back then. I mean, you know, it was very much guys did like the hard news stuff.
It's a men's club.
Yeah,
it's
the men's club. And it followed me really like up until, you know, Fox 5. And then I had to like flex my muscle a little bit because, you know, even in the beginning, Fox 5, all the guys were getting the great assignments. And I was kind of getting the lifestyle stories until the Preppy Murder Trial. Now, I bring this up because he's made news again.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Bring everyone up to speed. Okay. About this happened back in 1990-something.
Yeah. 90-something. Yeah. So what happened was this good-looking guy in New York City, going off to college, is accused of killing a woman in Central Park. And they were friends. He wound up using the rough sex defense. He wound up taking a plea deal in the case, got out of jail 15 years later, and then gets in trouble with drugs and winds up going away again for heroin. I don't know if it was distribution or something. Anyway, he just got out of jail on right. parole.
Just the other day?
Just the other day. Anyway, so that was one of the first stories that I was not on. I was not assigned to that story. But I knew the victim's family. And I went to my boss and I said, I know the Levin family and I think they'll talk to me. And he said, well, if you get an interview, the story's yours.
So there you go.
And there you go. And that's how I broke through. And it went, you know, it kind of like one thing leads to another, right? I did a lot of trials back then. Woody Allen, Mia Farrow custody case.
But you were like almost personally involved in that as well in a weird way.
Because in a strange way, somebody believed that Woody Allen was going to get away with the initial accusations. And so they brought the tape of his daughter, Dylan, making these accusations that he inappropriately touched her. He was afraid that Woody Allen was such a big star in New York City at that time, beloved. He was New York, right? That this would completely get swept under the rug without being looked at. So we got the tape. We looked at it. We had our lawyers look at it. We could never put it on the air. But I went on the air and paraphrased what Dylan said. And we made international news. I mean, wow. In those days, there was no social media. We had people calling from all over the world. They wanted me on the show. And at that point, everybody, my bosses were like, no, she's ours. That's it.
Oh, so now you're like the prized possession.
I'm like the prized possession. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. All information will be disseminated on Fox 5 and A Current Affair only.
Well, if I was your boss, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we covered that story for over a year.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global,
Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Okay, so Rosanna, you know, doing your thing in the boys' club, in the newsroom, and you start to get this traction, right? Did the men treat you differently? Did things change?
A little bit.
In a good way or a bad way?
No, in a good way. First, I think there was a little jealousy. And then, you know, it's funny. I look at some of the pictures with the guys back then, like you could see they're giving me the sly, you know, the side eye. but I think then I worked it over. I was always like, you know, unassuming, humble, Brooklyn girl. Oh my God, pinch me. I can't believe I'm doing what I'm doing right now. This was my dream to be doing this in New York, you know? And I think they came around, but there was always like, you know, a little snide comment, like, you know, when I'm about to go on the air, they'd be like, oh, don't embarrass me. Like, why would you say to somebody before they go on the air, don't embarrass me?
Because you're good at getting the truth out of people, you know, or getting to the what's happening. And
I mean, I take such a different approach when people come on our show or like just starting off, and I'm always like, so, you know, you're going to be great. You'll be fine. Pretend you're talking to your friends. Don't think about, you know, how many people are listening. I would never say, don't embarrass me.
Never. Well, it's that's the sign of nervousness if someone says that. The thing is, Rosanna, is I've seen you do some interviews on Good Day New York of late, and you are not embarrassed to go after a question looking for, or go after an answer that you believe no one else is getting out of this person you're interviewing. I can't talk. I'm sorry.
No. I know where you're going with that. And yes, we have, especially the first 2 hours of Good Day, politicians on. And I have to say, I equally don't trust any of them. And when they come on, I am trying to get through that spin. I'm a New Yorker and I'm not going to take it. I live here. I was born here. I was raised here. And you can't pull the wool over my eyes. I'm not going to take it. So I'm going to keep asking the questions until I think you're going to give me the answer.
You see, it takes years of experience, years of mileage to get the courage to conduct that sort of interview.
Yes.
This is why people love watching you, because you're not afraid to go in there on their behalf. Someone is sitting in their living room watching you do these interviews. They're thinking, Rosanna is asking these questions of my politicians on my behalf. They trust you to be there for them.
That's my job.
That is your job.
That's my job.
But with that job comes some pressure.
I make some enemies.
And you make some enemies.
Yes.
Give me a list of your enemies.
Okay. Well, the first one right now, the MTA, the Metropolitan Transportation Association. Yes. They run the subways, the buses, and everything in New York. As you know, it is an abyss.
It's dangerous down
there. No matter how much money you give them, they don't have any money. Right. Okay.
Okay.
They're going to raise fares this week. They screwed up. The fare doesn't go into effect for another month, but they started charging the new fare yesterday.
Right.
Okay. We expose that. Second of all, they want to do congestion pricing. They want you to pay $23 to drive your car into a certain area of New York. Why? Because they need that money to fund the subway. Because why? Nobody wants to take the subway. They're scared out of their mind. They say, oh, it's so much safer. We have police there. Yeah, but you know what? There are so many mentally unhinged people. On a normal day, New Yorkers, we're so used to going down there, seeing some crazy person, you know, either taking a crap on the side of the subway station,
mm-hmm.
on the train, rolling a joint, in your face, asking for money.
It's awful.
It's like, this is every day. This is what everyday New Yorkers see.
And see, this is why, you know, Rosanna is so trusted here in New York, because you're looking out for us.
And the thing of this is why the MTA is mad at me, because I will say exactly what I see and what I know.
But you're not the only one that thinks that, and they know that. But you have such a loud microphone. But okay, the other enemies, Tori Spelling.
Oh.
Going from the MTA of New York City to Tori Spelling.
Tori. So... this is the thing with Tori. I feel sorry for Tori.
Okay.
I do. I mean, she was living in a dollar motel, right? Not necessary when her mother has, like, she's sitting on Money Mountain, right?
Yeah.
Why won't the mother give her money so that she could at least stay in a nice hotel with her 100 kids? Like, what's the story there? Okay, so she comes on her show with Jenny Garth. They're a little bit mean girls. So first, you know, they're giving me a look like, oh, this is gonna, whatever. They come on like, oh, everything's fine. And then they start talking about BS. And I go to Tori, how are things like financially with you? And she's like, they're fine. I go, really? Now, meanwhile, I know she asks somebody I know for money. She said she had no money. Like, not even like $50.
Okay.
So I go, really? I'm like, you're paying your bills? Oh, all hell broke loose. The husband starts tweeting. The husband at that time, are they still together?
I don't think so.
Saying nasty things.
No, they're not.
Calling me the C word.
They called you the C word?
Yeah. You know that word, right?
Yes, I do. Okay, so, but didn't she go off on you on air a little bit?
She went off on me a little bit. And then I apologized because I was like, oh, that was so rude. I don't really like to talk about somebody's finances
right.
on TV because, you know, listen.
You know, yeah.
Everybody has a problem with checking and balancing, right, on their checkbook. But hers are part of who she is right now. Because she goes from one house to another. She's got five kids. She's living in a dollar motel. Her father was like a big man. He had a 100-room mansion in Beverly Hills.
The largest mansion at that time.
Right?
In Beverly Hills, absolutely.
Why is she living in a dollar motel? There's something, I'm missing pages.
As a journalist, Rosanna, you have that gene. You need answers. You can't sleep at night.
I know, but if you're coming on my show, you can't pretend like, you know, everything's okay.
You see, but do people come onto your show, Rosanna, thinking, you know, she's got a little bit of a background and like going for the jugular sometimes.
Right, they do.
And that's why they say things like, don't embarrass me, because you have... You have this, well, you know, people know who you are.
They do. But they also expect that they are going to have a good time.
Well, look, you know, I have not honed that craft as well as you have.
Oh, you do too.
I'm not good. I don't go to the jugular with people. I'm super nice. I want them to come back.
You are so kind. You do. But you still elicit the same information. You just have a different approach.
Well, one approach that you and I both have is disarming our guests, making them feel at home, making them feel comfortable. If they feel comfortable, then they're more likely to open up to you.
Yeah. Right? I mean, you have some of the people that I like, oh my God, I love the Jonas Brothers. They come to, you know, Elvis, like it was like their cousin. They're here all the time. They go to his bedroom. They wake him up. I mean, this is like crazy
they
stuff,
did.
You know?
That was all pre-planned, by the way. They didn't really break into my apartment.
They didn't, darn it. That was my fantasy. Anyway, but everybody trusts you, Elvis, and they know that you're going to ask the right questions.
You're turning this around.
This is my job.
I know. See, it's hard being an interviewer being interviewed. This is one of the most difficult things I've ever done, being interviewed. But interviewing you is easy. So I'm going to go back to something. I'm going to talk about your ambition to get into this business.
Right.
You were ambitious. You moved away from New York all the way to Atlanta. I mean, did you go to college there or something?
No, I went to college in D.C. I went to Catholic University.
So Atlanta was the only place that would hire you, so you took a job in it?
It was, but when I started there, it was 1980. Ted Turner had just started CNN.
Right.
It was the most fun place to work ever. We used to call it the Turner School of Broadcasting. Everybody out of college was just starting there.
So what was it like? Like the hallways must have been just full of
fun
and
frivolity. It was just so much fun. Oh, you never knew who you were going to meet. And then on a Saturday, because of course, you know, as a, you know, a rookie, you work Saturdays and Sundays. On Saturday, you would walk through this big studio that was doing wrestling on a Saturday.
Right.
Could you imagine Atlanta wrestling back in those days?
Something you didn't see in New York.
Something you didn't say. I was like, oh, Mom, this is not Kansas anymore. It was wild. And then you'd meet like really fun people, like Maria Shriver was just starting off.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little bit of a show there. And I just learned so much. You know, I just learned the business there. They were very kind. I then got on a show called Nice People and Winners. And we would follow people all over the country. My boss would say, find three people in any state and you could go. So I interviewed Malcolm Forbes on his ranch in Wyoming.
Wow.
We went ballooning with him at his home in New Jersey.
That's right.
I mean, just crazy, fun things that you wish that you... I sat on Aspen Mountain with John Denver and the head of Celestial Seasonings Tea.
There's the superstar.
Okay.
Right,
I mean, could you imagine? This is a kid, 22 years
old. Well, I know, but you know, it's really funny. Celestial Seasonings Tea, something that everyone loves or everyone is at least
familiar
with.
It's like such a staple now.
Well, I know. It's like interviewing Duncan
Lipton.
Hines. Duncan
Lipton.
Hines. I don't know. But you know, Rosanna, I mean, obviously what you do being a journalist has become different things for you over the years. So getting into the business as a young lady, to now, where you are truly the queen of morning TV here, you're the king of morning TV here in New York City. And everyone knows it. People here in New York love you. And if you don't live in New York, understand she is like the god of morning TV.
Hey, listen, you can stream us on the Fox 5 NY app. It's absolutely free.
And she's great at promotion. So how has journalism in your heart changed from being a rookie to now? What is so important to you?
I think
to get accomplished every day,
right.
And what makes you feel satisfied at the end of every day?
Interesting. Quality of life. You know, in the beginning, you know, yeah, you want to interview the president of the United States and of course the mayor and the governor, but quality of life. We live in New York. It's a time where we're seeing so many changes, crime, things are dirty. I just want things to be better for my children, possibly grandchildren down the road. And so if I can work my little magic every day to make New York City a better place to live, that's my focus. You know, I don't want to come on TV every day and be a naysayer and, you know, hit up all the wrong things that are happening in town. But maybe that's what we need to do to improve.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now, you, of course, are owning New York City. Have you ever wanted to be the national journalist?
Yes. Yes.
And why aren't you doing that?
In the beginning, everybody said my accent was a problem.
You do have a New York accent.
Really?
You do.
What do you mean by that? You's talking to me.
But you know, okay, so Danielle on our show has a Bronx accent.
I never noticed.
And we were told that our show would not work on a radio station in Portland, Oregon because of her accent. We have proven that theory wrong across the country through the Midwest, where we're number one in Des Moines and number one in these other cities where we never thought we'd be number one. It's her accent that lets people know she's being herself. She's being her real, true self. And I think they all made a stupid mistake in thinking your accent would have been a problem.
It was a real detriment.
Because you are yourself.
So in the beginning, they sent me, Channel 7 sent me to a speech coach, Lillian Wilder.
Oh.
Do you remember Lillian?
No, but just the fact that they wanted to change something that really is the backbone of who you
are.
And
then when I...
You know, you understand that, right?
Right. So interestingly enough that you say that. So then when I moved to Channel 5, I was fired and moved to Channel 5. They continued with the speech lessons. And finally, the teacher said to me, I give up. So I said, fine, because I can't be myself. I can't be... Because everybody kept saying, you know, you're not Rosanna on the air. And I kept saying, well, because you want me to sound like somebody I'm not. And my personality is tied up with my accent.
You, by the way, when you watch Rosanna Scotto, she is Rosanna Scotto on camera and off the camera.
Thank you.
You still get enthusiastic. You hear it in your voice. And thank God they didn't change that about you.
Thank you. No, I have to say, and the same thing with you. We love what we're doing. And, you know, there's a certain amount of curiosity that we come into our jobs with every single day. And I think once we lose that curiosity and that enthusiasm, then it's time to hang it up. But right now, we still got it.
Amen, sister. You did say one reason why you aren't national could be because of your accent. What else is on that list?
I think, you know, at the beginning, when they gave me the anchor job, they said to me, you don't look like our typical anchor. So I think,
what does that mean? Like, what did they mean by that?
I think that I was not a good old American classic beauty. You know, I looked like an Italian American, and in the beginning, that kind of colors your judgment on how far you can go.
Wow, I don't like hearing this.
No, it's true. It's true.
Has that changed at all?
I think that we totally embrace ethnicity now, which I'm so happy. You don't have to be a classic beauty to be on TV anymore. You can, have that Jewish nose. You don't have to go to get it fixed. You can look like you're Puerto Rican. You can have that crazy hair, which I did. I did have in the beginning. I did look like Roseanne Rosanna Dana.
You
did.
You had crazy hair.
But that was the only thing. And by the way, that was a reporter, you know, being in the anchor spot, you had to be coiffed. You had to have, you know, I guess a classic beauty. I wore them down. I wore them down.
Now, what about some of the people you have worked with at the anchor desk over the years? I know you recently lost a really dear old friend.
John Rowland.
John Rowland. And John Rowland was just an institution here in New York City. And you did a very, very beautiful piece about
him.
It looked as if you got a partner to help produce and direct it, and you did that piece. Looked like it came from your heart.
Well, you know, I knew that John was not well, but I did not want to face that John was not well and not going to make it. And so I had talked to my producer, Jose Salvador, and he started compiling some of the video. And the Sunday that John died, that morning I woke up like 6 o'clock in the morning and I'm like, I really need to start jotting down some ideas. And then I got the phone call from his wife. And I was like, okay, going into work, really need to put my big girl pants on. And I wrote it from the heart.
Was it rough for you?
Yes, very.
You're getting choked up now. See, when Rosanna cries, I cry.
And we both cry together.
It's a weird little combination thing we have. We've kind of connected at some chord or whatever.
But we respect the people who taught us.
Exactly. I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. Which brings me to this thought, this question. Here's some Kleenex.
Thank you so much.
Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
He's crying too, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
He's crying.
Okay.
I'll turn the mic on me for a second. The day after a school shooting, we have to come in here and do a show.
Right.
On September 12th, 2001, we had to come in and do a show. During, crazy, awful, awful times during, you know, when Black Lives Matter became such an important movement that we needed to be a part of. But in those stories were also stories of awful murders and assassinations of citizens by the hands of police. We also, there's the list, you know what I'm talking about. These are the things you have to tackle as a trusted journalist or a goofy guy on the radio to deal with the day after. Does it affect you?
Absolutely.
Talk to me about like things that have totally affected you in the news stories that you have to do.
So, you know, I realize part of my job is not only giving out information, but you have to be a voice of comfort. And in those times, like you talk about 9/11, devastating as a New Yorker, walking to work, hearing the city absolutely quiet that you could hear pin drop, starting to see people's, do you remember walking in New York and seeing people putting posters up of missing loved ones?
Yeah. The chain link fence down in the village or down in Tribeca. Yeah. They never came home.
Yeah. Things will never forget. COVID being locked down. We were scared. We were just as scared as anybody else. Right. And then what then took place with the Black Lives Matter movement, watching it outside my window, learning about what I didn't know as a white woman, their journey. So was it difficult to do? Absolutely. But I also knew my job was comfort, that no matter how unsettling the times were, I needed to bring comfort that we were going to get through every single one of those events together.
I remember you actually called me. It was during COVID, and you called me while you were walking. I think it was after you got off the air. I had the feeling you were kind of walking aimlessly around the city.
Yes.
You walked over to your restaurant.
I did.
Which was closed.
Right.
At the time. Everything was closed. And I was on the phone with Rosanna when she walked up to the front door. And she's like, well, here it is. Here's our baby. And she's all shut down.
Yeah.
And you were very emotional about that, you know. And I was thinking, you know, not only is she giving us the news, she's actually a part of the news.
Living it like everybody else.
And look, what we do, we don't want to be a part of the news.
I know.
Not at all, but sometimes you are, you know?
Yeah, you know, closing down the restaurant was very traumatic. It was something that, you know, it was our baby. It was our labor, our love. It was our second
home. And all the people, the family.
The people that worked with us. I mean, we have people who were there from day one that Fresco opened its doors. And at that point, when I was talking to you, I said to you, Elvis, are we ever going to open this restaurant again? Didn't know the future.
Wow.
And we did. And we reimagined it. It took a few starts, but we reimagined it, and it's better than ever and so much fun. And you've been there where we've been dancing in the streets.
I danced with these ladies.
I dragged them.
All these ladies with tight facelifts, wearing black leather pants. Crazy people. Well, look, you know, what do you want to say to young women who are thinking, God, you know, it's not like it was when Rosanna started in the business. It's a different playing field now. It's a different thing, but they want to follow in your footsteps. They want to do what you do. What do you tell them?
You know, listen, young people have challenges too. Some of them I don't understand. It's a different world. You know, when I started on TV, we went to a smaller station and kind of worked our way back to the big station. Now there's social media. You can be online. You can start your own little station on social media. You're an influencer. You can come in every big back door there is. Just be passionate. Don't let people, tell you you can't do it. You can do it. If this is what you love, just go for it. It may take a few times to finally achieve it, but it could be yours. Just stay with it.
What's your legacy?
Oh, my legacy.
Ooh. That's a hard one to answer.
Oh, honesty. Honesty. I hope my legacy is honesty, that people know that I was the voice of New Yorkers everywhere, that I, no matter what background, where you lived, what borough, that I was going to say what you wanted me to say.
Rosanna, thank you for being here today. I love you.
Love you. Thank you for making me laugh and cry.
Sorry about that. Oh, well, you know, sometimes the range of emotions, the spectrum of emotions is a very important thing. This podcasting thing, you know, you're she's my fifth interview, maybe? Interview five, maybe? Mm. I'm loving it.
Are you?
Yeah, because, you know, when you're doing live TV or live radio, you see these clocks on the walls?
Yeah.
They're always ticking down. There's always someone circling their finger in the air saying, you got to wrap it up. Mm. When you know there's so much more you want to say, it's further you want to drive. And I love being able to do this. So I told you at the very beginning of this, we were going to talk about things we've never talked about, and we just did.
I know. Thank you.
See, I didn't ask any buried bones questions.
We'll do that later.
Okay. That was my favorite podcast so far. Thank you so much, Rosanna. I love you. Incredible insight into the world and a lot of personal things you'll never hear anywhere else. So outside of being one of my best friends, she truly is a New York icon. And we're so thankful that she could share some of her stories with us on our podcast. Coming up, we've got a lot of special guests lined up. So you need to like and subscribe to Thinking Out Loud wherever you get your podcasts. And leave us a review, too. I love reading those. The good ones. Anyway, follow me at Elvis Duran on all socials and DM me if you have any other guest ideas as well. Because you and me, we're in this together. Thank you for listening. Thinking Out Loud is hosted by me, Elvis Duran. The podcast is produced and edited by Mike Coscarelli. Executive producers are Andrew Puglisi and Katrina Norvell. Special thanks to David Katz, Michael Kindheart, and Caitlin Mador. Thinking Out Loud is part of the Elvis Duran Podcast Network on iHeartRadio. For more, rate, review, and subscribe to our show. And if you like this episode, tell your friends. Until next time, I'm Elvis Duran.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.